In this third week of our creation season, we are drawn back toward the earth. We are asked to stop and appreciate not just where we are, but how our actions and inactions affect the whole globe. In all of our scriptures today, we hear that God gives to us. God gives us the water, the light and the dark, the land. God gives us a promise of forever. God's very presence is wrapped in the earth and the sky, the wind and the rain. From the beginning of our faith stories, God has invited us into the amazing, living, breathing, moving creation. We were created as curious and growing creatures. As we have grown through the ages, we have learned new things, tried new things, been new things. We haven't always gotten things right. Sometimes humanity has chosen the wrong path, the wrong side, the wrong balance. Humanity has often chosen to make itself more important than the rest of creation, our wants and needs coming before all else. But we are not the reason creation exists. Creation is not to serve humanity. Humanity is to serve creation. To be part of the balance that God created and nurtured in the beginning. Humanity unbalances creation. We fight over climate change. Did we cause it? I certainly didn't do anything. We fight over land. It was ours first. I didn't push anyone out. We fight over safety, over food. Sharing makes us weaker. I only have enough for me and mine. We look for someone else to blame. It wasn't my fault. We want things made out of oil, but we don't like moving it so that the making can happen. We don't want others to judge us by our history, but we have no problem judging by skin color, by history, so that we can keep our stuff. We fight over God's creation that was never ours to begin with. That promise God gave us that we heard this morning was an acknowledgement by God that there was another way to address right and wrong. If God can change directions, surely we can too. Think about it. God thought that we had something to add to creation, otherwise we wouldn't be here at all. We have gifts. We can learn. We have wisdom. Surely we would not have been given these things without the expectation that we could use them for the benefit of the world. If we can let go of me and think about us, our potential is amazing. If we stop using plastics for every little thing, if we reduce our waste, if we consider our impact on the land, on the sea, on the air, even though it's not revolving around us, God's creation would be a little bit cleaner, a little bit clearer, a little bit more balanced. Because God's world, God's creation is balanced. We know that there is enough food, enough land for every person and every creature. We know that when species of plants and animals are lost because of our actions, the balance of nature changes. So today we are called to appreciate the creation that we are a part of and to consider what our role is in nurturing, in caring for God's world. We are asked to remember that when we don't share, the balance is off. That when we make choices for convenience instead of for the good of the earth, the balance is off. That when we refuse to acknowledge that our good fortune is often the result of someone else's sacrifice, the balance is off. When I was away this week, I read a book by Dan Brown called Origin. It is a fictional book that explores whether life was created by God or by science. In it, we encounter humanity resisting change, wanting to control knowledge that might just take them into another direction. There is a tug of war between wanting to keep faith or keep science. The balance is off. Part of the story is set in the actual Sagrada Familia, an unfinished Roman Catholic church in Barcelona. Construction was begun in 1882, and it's not finished yet. It is magnificent, with columns shaped like trees and with symbols of nature woven throughout. And spoiler alert, because I want to read you a quote from the end of the book. After a harrowing experience, the main character sits in the church and finds himself thinking about how everything really is connected. Langdon lingered a while, seated peacefully in a pew, along with hundreds of others, all watching the colourful rays of light creep along the towering pillars as the sun slowly set. He thought about all the religions of the world, about their shared origins, about the earliest gods of the sun, moon, sea, and wind. Nature was once the core for all of us, he thought. The unity, of course, had disappeared long ago, splintered into endlessly disparate religions, each proclaiming to be the one truth. Tonight, however, seated inside this extraordinary temple, Langdon found himself surrounded by people of all faiths, colors, languages, and cultures. Everyone staring heavenward with a shared sense of wonder, all admiring the simplest of miracles, sunlight on stone. How can we bring the unity back into God's creation? Can we acknowledge that God is the one truth, reached in many different ways? Can we sit and see God's presence in all of creation's plants, lands, creatures, and people? God gave us a place in creation. We should give thanks for that gift. We are to be part of the balance. God gave us that. What are we giving God?